I'm Adam Jagiełło-Siłowski from InnoCamp PL from Gdańsk, Poland.
I'm Minna Haapasalo and I work as a senior lecturer in Turku University of Applied Science and Arts Academy. I mostly teach and educate theater students and they become theater pedagogues.
I'm Manuel Moser. I'm part of the artistic direction of Comedia Theater in Cologne, in Germany.
I'm Amelie. I come from France and I'm a director and an artist one. And I was on the project getting struck for the French team.
I really believe in theater because I think this is such a strong way, such a strong art which can touch people, which can create so much. And also I felt that the last days because those young people, some of them never went to theater before and some of them never were on stage before. And now there is a group, and you will see it later if you watch the show. It's crazy. You think they never did something else. So I think this is such a strong art, and it is so important that we open it. That if we want to be relevant in 10 years, if we want to have people coming to us in 10 years, we have to realize that we have to change. And not try to talk about why don't the people come. Maybe it's about, very often you hear that people say it's about education. So theater makers are discussing that education is getting worse and so people are not coming to the theater anymore. So I think good art is always cultural education. It is our goal, but also our duty to do theater that people that come here enjoy, that they can deal with, that they can connect with. Yeah, and so that's what we're working on.
In Finland, we have lots of migrants that haven't been in theater in their life, in their whole life. So to reach even like harder out there and share these experiences. It's very simple and somehow even it's not like any mystical or thing. It's just that some people come together in the same room in the same time and they work together with some theme and issues and then they show it to someone and they see it and feel it. So that it's that simple, but it goes because we are bodily persons. It goes like in a deeper level.
Once we find artistic tools to make it neutral and allow the refugees to use roles to distance themselves from their labels, then the young people have a voice and they also find artistic situations as very useful to make the mainstream groups aware of what they go through. And they feel empowered in this way. And that's what happened during the workshops in Gdańsk.
I have started to think and also talk in my when I teach that what's the roots of theater, that it comes to the rituals or shared stories that maybe human beings have been doing like ages and ages, and that's how the culture and the wisdom is really transformed to the next generations. And I think in this world, which is now more digital, it's very, very important that we keep alive this live meeting and packed information in performances.
You don't talk in theater about the world, you just only talk about you. And it's enough, actually, that you are in the world. So it's like an echo or resonance or something. I don't think that we make a collaboration that you could see it on stage really, but it's everywhere in the process, I think. For example, you say that the cat is black and you make discussion with another people who say, no, the cat is blue. No, it's black, it's blue. And you could just stay there, or you can try to understand why the cat is blue for the other and why the cat is black for you. And this process changes everything after. Even if it's not about the cat, you know what I mean? It just changes the place where you are. And for me, it's the experience of getting unstuck. I change the place where I was about the migration, about the artistic process or theater, about the language, about everything. And I change just a little bit each time that we met together. And after I was thinking about it, and I think that it make changing all the process for all the creation for tomorrow and all what I could do after that. It's a little piece at each meeting. We just move a little bit.
The example is a refugee from Ukraine, but he's Indian. And apart from losing everything and having to flee from Ukraine, he's dark and he doesn't speak Ukrainian or Polish. So he felt really double alienated and misunderstood. In a situation where every young person had to take a role and distance themselves, he could see that the others actually had to play his role, his part, of a person that is confused where to belong. And he loved it, and he said it aloud. I loved that you all saw what I'm going through, because now I count on more empathy and more solidarity. And that actually happened. For me, this project makes sense if one person is empowered in this way, because it's a practice that can be scaled.